Ready to dive deep? We're tackling in-house agencies today, IHAs. You want the inside scoop, how they operate, the challenges, what the future holds.
We've got it.
Yeah, we've got tons of insights from the people in the trenches, working at places like Liberty Mutual, AB InBev, Domino's, even Deliveroo. They're giving us the unfiltered truth about life inside an IHA.
And it's everywhere now, this whole in-house thing. It's not just about saving a buck anymore, though that's definitely part of it.
Right, of course.
Companies want control, right? They want to own their brand story, be able to move quickly.
Makes total sense, that agility. So let's get into it. Why are companies going all in on in-house teams? I know Liberty Mutual had an interesting take on attracting and keeping top creative talent.
Right. They realized that just working on insurance, even if it's creatively fulfilling, it might not be enough to keep everyone engaged long term.
Yeah, you need that variety.
Exactly. So get this. They opened their IHA to external clients.
Wait, so they're like a hybrid agency now?
Pretty much. Taking on outside projects, keeping their team sharp, and bringing in extra revenue.
That's brilliant. Did anyone else talk about that? Keeping things fresh for the creative team?
AB InBev, they were all over it. The folks behind Budweiser and like a zillion other brands.
Right, huge company.
They have separate IHAs, actually. The Kitchen for Kraft Heinz and Draftline for their drinks.
Wow, dedicated agencies.
It's all about giving their teams a mix of projects, you know, keep them from getting burned out.
Smart move. Burnout is a real creativity killer.
Yeah.
So we're seeing variety is key, whether it's the projects or how the IHA is set up.
Totally. And that takes us to IHA culture, which is its own thing.
Right. Just because it's in-house doesn't mean it's easy street.
Exactly.
Give us the lowdown. What kind of challenges do IHAs bump up against?
Well, Liberty Mutual had a surprisingly positive outlook. They said ditching the whole new client pitch thing, it actually made for a calmer, happier environment.
No more dog-eat-dog.
Exactly.
Less stress, better work-life balance.
An IHA that values work-life balance. Is that even allowed?
Apparently. That's refreshing to hear. Okay, but what about proving their worth? How do IHAs show they're valuable, especially when budgets are tight?
It's all about data, my friend.
Of course it is.
Liberty Mutual is super rigorous about tracking their performance, proving their impact with hard numbers. Domino's does something similar, using tech and data to streamline everything and show off their efficiency.
It's like they're saying, hey, we're not just a cost center. We're a well-oiled, data-driven machine.
Exactly.
But all that internal focus, all that data, is there a risk? IHAs become, you know, too corporate. How do they keep that creative spark alive?
It's a balancing act, no doubt. BBC Creative really emphasized that. Nurturing a strong, distinct creative culture, even within a larger organization, it's crucial.
So they want their team to feel empowered to push boundaries, maybe even ruffle a few feathers internally.
You're not afraid to stand out.
Love that attitude.
Yeah.
Did any other IHAs talk about that proactive approach?
Domino's, for sure. They said saying yes, even to things that seemed daunting at first, it helped them grow. Deliveroo, they had this whole rebranding project. By really owning that, they solidified their position as a creative force.
Wow. Turning obstacles into opportunities.
Exactly.
Takes guts, but seems to be a common thread among the really successful IHAs. So we've talked internal dynamics, but what about that client-agency relationship? Is it smooth sailing when everyone's under the same roof?
It can be tricky. Communication, transparency, that's key.
Makes sense.
ITV Creative, they're big on clear guidelines for briefs, timelines, all that.
So everyone's on the same page from the start.
Exactly. No surprises, no last-minute scrambles.
Love it. But even with the ground rules set, how do IHAs build trust with those internal clients? Especially the ones used to working with outside agencies.
3UK had a really interesting perspective on that. It was about proving their value, building relationships, becoming a trusted partner, not just an order taker.
They had to overcome that we're just the in-house team mentality.
Yeah.
It sounds like IHAs really have to earn their stripes. But speaking of upping their game, we've seen IHAs going beyond just efficiency. They're becoming these creative powerhouses.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
So what's their secret sauce? How did Deliveroo pull it off?
They started small, like a typical in-house studio, but they had bigger ambitions, you know?
Yeah, you can feel that.
They added new skills, expanded what they offered, and bam, full-blown creative agency, big campaigns, international work, the whole nine yards.
That's a serious glow-up from in-house team to global players. Did any of the other IHAs have that same drive?
Domino's, for sure. They're all about pushing creative boundaries, originating more of their own work.
Love that. Taking the reins.
They want to be known for fresh ideas, groundbreaking campaigns, the whole shebang.
It's like they're saying, we're not just here to execute, we're here to innovate.
Exactly. And you can't talk creativity without talking diversity.
So true, especially in today's world, where IHA is doing anything to promote diverse voices.
Oh, absolutely. Studio Pi, they're leading the charge there. They're all about diverse talent within their team and the people they collaborate with.
It's about walking the walk.
Exactly. They said it's been a challenge trying to shift mindsets in the industry.
I bet it doesn't happen overnight.
But they're committed to making a difference.
Good for them. Now, did any of the IHAs have a particularly awesome project they talked about, like a shining example of what they can do?
LegoCon, definitely. The Lego ISA. They did the whole thing in-house.
No way. That whole virtual event.
Yeah, from conception to execution.
That's huge.
Talk about handling a massive, innovative project. What's even cooler, they had to invent their own workflow.
Really? Why?
There was no roadmap for something that big, no playbook.
So they were making it up as they went along. That's impressive.
Total trailblazers.
Yeah.
But speaking of the future, we got to talk about AI.
Right, the big unknown.
Yeah.
How are IHAs navigating that?
Kindred, they're TSB's IHA. Mm. They're already playing around with AI for certain things like mood boards, early visuals, even composing music. They see it as a tool to enhance their process, not replace it.
Smart. They're not afraid of it.
Nope. They're embracing it.
It's all about finding that balance between human creativity and what AI can do. So beyond AI, what other trends are shaping the future for IHAs? What's on the horizon?
Well, data is still king.
Makes sense.
It's how IHAs prove their worth, measure campaigns, track cost savings, you name it.
Data is their superpower.
Basically. And as they get more data savvy, they're going to be even better positioned to demonstrate that value.
Right, because at the end of the day, it's a business.
Exactly.
It's like they have this killer combination, creative brilliance, backed by cold, hard data.
Powerful stuff, no doubt.
It's clear. IHAs are here to stay. They're not just about cutting costs. They're driving innovation, shaping brand narratives. They're becoming creative forces to be reckoned with.
No doubt about it. And it's shaking things up, the whole creative landscape.
Big time. It feels like we're on the cusp of something major here. So for those of us eager to see where this IHA wave goes next, what's the big question we should be asking?
Good question. Well, think about this. As those lines blur between in-house and external agencies, what kind of new hybrid models might emerge? More collaborations? Partnerships, maybe? Could we even see them merging?
Interesting.
And technology.ai, how will that shape the future of creative work? Inside companies and beyond, it's a wide open field.
Those are some big thought-provoking questions. It sounds like the IHA story is just getting started.
Oh, yeah. Tons of possibilities.
It's been awesome exploring this world with you.
Likewise. Fascinating stuff.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into in-house agencies. Keep those creative gears turning. You never know. You might just lead the next IHA revolution.